What's up? Welcome to the 84th episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to be ranking the heavyweights plus a bit of a count progression at the end of the episode. So sorry I have not been able to upload recently. It's been a really busy week. I've either been at a sporting event or have been hanging out with friends, so it's just been busy, and my family caught like some sort of cold, or maybe it's just the season changing, but yeah, my voice probably sounds a bit different. You might hear me blowing my nose a couple of times. So yeah, definitely not ideal to podcast with it, but you can still probably understand what I'm saying. So there will actually be, I've been working on the podcast a bit, and there will be a new thing I do. So stay tuned to the very end to hear that. And without further ado, let's get right into the episode. I also wanted to mention that I was on Brawl TV the other day. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That was a really good game. Yeah, it was so cool. I was on Brawl TV. Everybody, like, when they got a kill, just started, like, spinning for some... I mean, not really for some reason, but it's understandable, but it kind of got obnoxious. Coming in at number seven, there's seven heavyweights, which means the very worst heavyweight, in my opinion, is going to be Rosa. So, she's okay, I guess. She just can't get that super by getting damaged, which means she's definitely going to be hurt really bad. Definitely not the best. Because whenever she gets damaged, people can just outrange her. Some of the best brawlers in this meta are long-range brawlers, so like Brock is really dominating the meta right now. And some other brawlers as well. So yeah, it's just not ideal to use a tank in like a longer... Right, like, there is a long-ranged brawler that is so OP. It's not ideal to use a tank whenever, I mean, pretty much every game you're going to be seeing a Brock. That's how good he is. When they buffed his explosion radius, he was just completely insane. There was also some emergency nerfs to Meg and to Jackie, so you guys should go check that out. I think the emergency nerfs didn't really do anything to Jackie, by the way, who you will see higher up on this list. See, like that. Oh, man. I'm sorry if this episode quality is not great because I'm sick with something. I'm not sure. But, yeah. Rosa, she doesn't do enough damage up close to be the best tank. And then, like, also, she won't be getting up close without her super. And there's no way you're getting that Rosa super, three times in a game. It's just so unlikely. Unless you're playing her in solo showdown on like a more open, a more closed in map, you're really not going to be doing well with Rosa. In my opinion, she is the worst heavyweight. And number six is going to be Daryl. That buff Super Soul gave him didn't really do anything. I don't really understand that. It's just interesting that they did that. He just doesn't do enough damage to counter the other tanks. Like, he can't beat a tank in a sticky situation. He just doesn't do enough. He doesn't have enough DPS. Like, a Bull can easily kill him. It's just not ideal to be going up against other tanks as Daryl. And then, obviously, he's going to get outranged by a lot of brawlers. So, it's just not great. He's not good at all in this meta. And in my opinion, he is coming in at number six. Coming in at number five is going to be Frank. So, yeah. Frank, really, if you land that super, he can actually be so good. But most of the times, they're going to dodge it or kill you while you're doing it. So, sorry if there's background noise. And yeah, he's just not. They need to buff it to where it's not as long of a delay, because that delay definitely really hurts him. He can get pulled and knocked back by so many brawlers. There's like so many brawlers that have a knockback ability and some sort of stun, something like that, that can easily counter him, or just somebody with like high DPS that can really quickly kill him. It's not ideal for if Frank to just use his super out in the open. You're gonna need to be like in a bush or something waiting for people. And even then, he just isn't really great. His damage is not the best. I don't know. I just don't really like Frank. He's just not the best to me. In my opinion, Frank is going to be number 5. So number 4 is going to be Primo. So even after his nerfs, he's still pretty good. If you damage him enough, he'll just like go back, heal, and then he'll come on top of you with his super and keep chaining them. It is a bit harder to do that with his recent nerf. In fact, almost. It's really hard to do that with his recent nerf. But still, that super is so, so good. Just get on top of the nearest brawler. They're going to die because, well, if you've ever had a Primo on top of you. Yeah, it's tough. So, yeah, he definitely got worse, but I mean, he still isn't the worst tank as he was for a while. So, yeah, number 4 is going to be Primo. Number 3 is going to be Bull. So, yeah, Bull just has more DPS than Primo. He's more damage. He has a super that he can easily charge. Super on the nearest, once people damage you enough, super to the nearest enemy, kill them, rinse and repeat. Go check out episode 50. I was playing Bull, and me and Nemo kept beasting those games. So, yeah, definitely go check that out. Also, speaking of Nemo, I am in a Brawl Stars podcaster organization. It is me, Nemo, Pi, and Beefman. So if you don't know who their podcasts are, Pi has a podcast called Brawl Stars in a Nutshell. Go check it out. Definitely has a lower fan base. So yeah, go help him out by listening to some of his episodes. And there's obviously Eternal Brawl with Nemo, and then Beefman has Eternal Radio. So yeah. Go check those podcasts out. It's a really great community. We might make like a big episode together. The audio would be butt, like total butt. Like there's no, you probably won't even, if you catch a few words, you'll be lucky. But we're gonna try to do it. I'm getting off topic. Bull is just so good. Whenever he gets to that first super, because I mean he's not. Actually, he's not so good. He's just, like, it definitely makes him way better. And in my opinion, he is the 3rd best tank. Coming in at number 2 and number 1. These guys are tied for number 1 because of something I'm about to tell you about. So, it's going to be Ash and Jackie. So, I have not decided whether one of these is the best. They're both really good right now. So, I want you guys, if you are listening on Spotify, there will be a poll. So, you get to choose whether you think Ash is better or Jackie is better. And then on, I think the episode on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, I will be announcing who is better. It's just like a fun little way you guys can interact with me in the episode. So, yeah, Ash and Jackie are definitely really good right now. Ash, Byron, and like a Meg is so OP. Also Matt, Ash, Poco, Meg, so good, because Ash and Meg are so good paired with a healer. And yeah, it's definitely starting to become a very good strategy. So yeah, go try that strategy out if you haven't tried it. Byron, Ash, or Poco, Ash, and Meg. So yeah, that'll wrap up the ranking, and let's get into the account progression. All right, so getting into the account progression, we'll start off with pulls. So I got both of Edgar's star powers. You can go check out my unboxing episode. it did show me, it did have me pulling those. I got Shelly's bad gadget, the one where she dashes. I have found myself using this. It actually can be pretty good to dodge some enemy shots. I also got Rose's gadget, Unfriendly Bushes. This gadget is so good. It definitely helps Rosa out. And I got Jesse's spring coil gadget. So yeah, this is also a very good gadget. Put that turret on a high safe. With that gadget, it's probably going to die. Me and Haddon have the strategy. We call it, you love to see it. Because Everett also can be in it, but we don't prefer him to be in it. So he just uses Dynamike, and, you know, Dynamike has pretty high DPS on a high safe. So I use Spike, obviously, because I'm pretty good with Spike. I can definitely get that play with the Spikes. So what we do is we team wipe the enemy team. Haddon gets his super. He uses Spring Coiler. Everett just goes in for some extra damage. I use my gadget. Their high safe is pretty much dead with that one push. I just use high DPS brawlers. And Spike also counters some of the tanks that are seen in the heist meta, so that's pretty good. Getting off topic, that's what podcasts are for. So yeah, Rico's, I got both of Rico's gadgets. I got Brock's gadget, the bad one, whenever he jumps. I have found myself using this. It can be used for some good plays. I've actually gotten, like, 3 kills with it, which is, I mean, that's not normal. And I got a Colette's Nuh-Uh gadget. I got Ems's Friend Zoner gadget. I was so happy when I got that. It's such a good gadget. I got both of Sandy's star powers. I got Max's star power where she, like, not the, no, Max's gadget. Not the one where she dashes, unfortunately. I have Griff's gadget. Piggy Bank. It's a really good gadget. I got both of Gale's gadgets. I got... yeah, that's it. And then I also did unlock Ash. I also unlocked Jean and Mr. P. I actually got Mr. P on Ash's Mega Box. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And I tapped on Ash and I opened Mega Box. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a 6. And it was Mr. P. So, yeah, I was really excited for that. So, now getting into my trophies. I have 16,818, so I'm really close to the 17,000 mark, and I'm hoping to get 20,000 trophies within the next 2 months, maybe. So yeah, definitely excited for that milestone. I have my season end star points will be 340, my season end trophies will be 16,755, and yeah. My power league right now is, I believe, gold 3, maybe gold 2. My 3v3 victories finally got to the 2,000 milestone. I'm really happy about that. 2,046. My solo victories, 267. My duo victories, 274. And my most challenge wins is 5, but that is the championship challenge. I actually have a challenge wins in the Griff challenge, and I was with randoms, so yeah. Top 5 highest and lowest brawlers. I'm ashamed to tell you guys this. I really am. Highest trophy brawler is Edgar, power level 10, 634 trophies. I found the true power of Edgar in Showdown. Plus, and then Bull, 601 trophies. I had quests. Power level 10. Rank 22. And then the sad part, Mortis, rank 23, power level 10, 563 trophies. Guys, this is probably the saddest thing. I tilted over 100 trophies with Mortis. Oh man. It has been so, I was so sad when this happened. Oh man. Yeah, it sucked. So, sorry for that cringe there. I'm the cringy podcast. I'm the cringiest Brawl Stars podcast. I should get a reward for that. And then I have Poco, who is at rank 21, 521 trophies, power level 10, And then Shelly, rank 20, 516 trophies, pile level 7. Then I have a bunch of brawlers tied for 6 with 500. And then top 5 lowest, Mr. P is at power level 2, 45 trophies. I haven't enjoyed playing Mr. P. Yeah, that's it. And then I have Evil Gene. Yes, sir. I gotta flex it, boys. Yeah, I don't know. I just spent a lot of gems on skins. Because I did buy a Mortis skin. That's actually why I tilted. I bought that Mortis skin, Rogue Mortis. I was like, hey, I wanna try this out. Tried it out, I lost. Tried to win again, lost. And then you know how it goes. That's how the tilt starts. Yeah, so power level 5, rank 10 Gene, 136 trophies. Evil Gene, let's go. Best skin in the game. And then there is power level 5, rank 10 Byron, 141 trophies. I really haven't had that much time to do my to get more trophies on brawlers. I've had a lot of quests. So actually on Monday I'm going to do a big trophy push. And then number 4 is going to be Colonel Ruffs, power level 7, 195 trophies, both of his gadgets. And then there is rank 13 Ash, power level 7, don't have his gadget, and 221 trophies. I really have enjoyed playing Ash. I really have. He's definitely a really fun brawler to play. He's just really fun. Can't wait to get the Ninja Ash skin as well. So, yeah. That's pretty much gonna wrap up this episode. And now, an ad from the sponsor I don't have. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. So before end the show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Really helps the podcast grow. So today, shame on you guys. No new 5-star reviews. Alright. I really might. Should I? I will. No new 5-star reviews. Send in 5-star reviews. It literally makes me sad. It really helps the podcast out, guys. If you enjoy this podcast and are happy you found out about it, just please send a 5-star review. I would really appreciate it. You can actually send an email to me after you do that at broadcast/gmail.com. And then I will actually send you the link to our exclusive Discord server. So somebody actually did send in a 5-star review and put in his email and did that. So he is now in my Discord server. Legit. This is not a joke. The guy who joined Idiot Gaming, his email was dumb guy, so yeah. I'm starting to question his mental health. Never mind. I'm sorry if you're listening to that. That was mean. I'm sorry. So yeah. Send in 5-star review. Follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. I'm not gonna pressure you to become a patron, but I would really like if you did. So yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace.